Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today, once again, is Martin Schmaig, CEO of Nuvalix. The company trades on the OTC bulletin board. Ticker symbol is, over-the-counter. Ticker symbol is NVLX. And thanks for joining us today for the update.
Great to be here, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by talking to us about the recent release about the company's achieving the first sale of the Last Shot Hangover Remedy.
Well, right, Juan. We're very excited to announce this week that we have launched and have completed our first sales of the Last Shot Hangover Remedy. Last Shot comes to us as a spin-off product from our Synergen metabolism supplement. Users of Synergen found when using that product after a night of partying that they were experiencing little or no hangover symptoms. We looked at that very seriously, did some reformulation work, and invented the Last Shot Hangover Remedy, which is a all-natural supplement that is calorie-free, sugar-free, and caffeine-free that will, if taken after a night of drinking and before you go to bed, nearly eliminate all of your hangover symptoms the next morning. It is going to be introduced and sold through bars and clubs at the point of party, which differentiates us from our competition, and will be available
which
to
is, which is like the day afterwards, right? Most of them are given like after the fact, right?
That's right. And it'll be sold at a very reasonable price of $4 per shot.
Great. And now, Nuvalix is a holding company. Can you talk about some of your subsidiaries and, you know, some of the key products of the subsidiaries as well?
Yes. Nuvalix is a holding company. We work in four primary areas. Our supplement subsidiaries are Synergen, Synecol, and now, obviously, Last Shot. Those are nutraceutical supplements that cover the areas of diabetes, cholesterol, and now, obviously, hangover. We also are working in the clean cleaning area, environmentally friendly and biodegradable cleaners to combat issues like traditional bacteria, it's an anti-germicide, working on areas like swine and avian flu. We also come to it with an aesthetics and cosmetics business where we're producing now CycloSurface 3 cosmetics for a brand name cosmetic manufacturer that distributes through the large box retail environment. And we have many other exciting products under development in our pipeline.
And so in regards to your M&A activities, what sort of criteria do you look for companies that you're looking to acquire?
Well, we have two primary criteria. Number one is that the products must be able to go from inception to the market in less than 18 months, and they must be cash profitable within 5 quarters after acquisition, if not profitable at the point of acquisition. So we like to make sure that we're in a very quick turn from a point of acquisition to driving profits to the bottom line.
Great. And in terms of Nuvalix and Last Shot, how many competitors would you say that the company has in this in this arena, the hangover remedy arena?
Direct competitors distributing through the bar and club scene, literally none. There are many hangover remedies that are sold through the pharmacy, which are meant to be used more in a prophylactic sense before you start drinking. And that's a completely different market. That requires a partier to pre-plan that they might have a hangover. Nobody really does that. We're in a unique space that after you've had too much to drink, there's a hangover remedy right there at the point of the party for you to take. And that's a major differentiator for us, and it's a major differentiator in the hangover remedy market.
Great. And can you talk a little bit more about some of the trends right now in the market and you know how well positioned Novolex is to you know capitalize on them moving forward?
Well, certainly we bring LastShot to the market as a very new and novel product. That'll be our anchor product this fiscal year and next. We really believe that it'll be the primary part of our ability to make revenue and profit guidance. What we're doing now is we're taking a very large product portfolio and focusing Novolex to achieve top-line revenue performance based on a smaller number of products that we are certain are highly efficacious and are in demand. That's a unique focus for the company. And what's great about that is that we can focus on a handful or fewer products today, knowing that we have a very robust pipeline to count on downstream or down the road as we want to expand our top our revenue line into the 20, 30, 40, 50, $100 million size.
Certainly. And so talk about walk us through your background and experience, Martin, for our listeners that didn't get a chance to hear our first interview, which is about 6 weeks ago, as well as that of the key management over at Novolex.
I've spent now 30 years working in the medical device, biotech, and pharmaceutical industry, holding various different job responsibilities, everything from driving a forklift to up to this point being a chief operating officer. I grew up sorry for the siren in the background. I hope you don't hear that.
Okay. Got some Mac going on.
Exactly right. Someone needed some last shot, and we're rushing an ambulance over to get them. I have spent most of my career in finance and or marketing with companies like eMerck, Cytometrics Incorporated, Advanced Bionics Corporation, Cerna Therapeutics, and Isologen.
Great. And so in terms of some of your objectives for the upcoming year, what specific goals does the management team hope to accomplish over the next year?
Well, our guidance is very straightforward. We're looking to do between $3 and $5 million top-line revenues to bring those numbers as close as possible to a break-even profitability, to continue to augment our marketing capabilities, and to look at unique M&A opportunities both coming in and out of the company that will improve our balance sheet. We've been pretty straightforward and open with our investor base about our goals, and we have set goals in a very difficult economic environment that are, you know, we have a high degree of certainty that we're going to be able to achieve.
Certainly, and I know I probably asked you this in our last interview, but what do you think that investors understand the company's, you know, general direction that the company is headed in?
I hope so. We're going to keep preaching our message day in and day out until the whole universe understands it. There's obviously a lot of noise in the marketplace and a lot of negative sentiment. What we're trying to do is present a message of confidence and capability and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until people know that, you know, we mean what we say and we accomplish what we mean. So I think every day our investor base is becoming more and more confident and more and more clear what we're trying to do.
Good analogy. And so before we conclude, once again joining us today is Martin Schmeg, CEO of Novolex Incorporated. The company trades on the bulletin board. The ticker symbol, once again, is NVLX, and currently trading at 3 cents a share. Before we conclude, Martin, what are some of the key reasons? Why should investors buy Novolex today?
Well, the one reason I can tell you is that in good economy or bad economy, people always drink and have a good time at a party, and the Last Shot Hangover Remedy is going to be a blockbuster product. And, you know, the price is very low right now, obviously being driven by the overall economic market conditions. Good time to get in. We're expecting good growth in the coming years, and an investor should be able to make a very good return on our stock.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And like very exciting news coming out, and I'd like to thank you for taking the time for doing the update today.
Thanks very much, Juan.